On the trader business point, I think I just said there has to be a profit motive. Also, you can have multiple different trades or businesses, and they're going to be evaluated separately. We could talk all day about the silo regulations, but just bear in mind, one charity can have 3, 4, 5 different trades or businesses. Regularly carried on means it is an activity that's conducted with the frequency and continuity that an analogous commercial activity would be conducted in. So this is you're selling holiday cards. You don't have to do that year-round to be considered regularly carried on, because selling seasonal holiday cards only happens in the holiday season. So if you're selling seasonal holiday cards, we're analogizing to an organization that does the same. And then what does substantially related mean? This is where all the fun is, right? This is where all the action is. This is where, put it this way, this is why people come to us for actual legal opinions. They can figure out on their own if they have a trade or business, and usually you can figure out on your own if it's regularly carried on. What you want a legal opinion from an outside tax lawyer on is this or is this not substantially related to our exempt purpose?
Right? This is where all of us who got our undergraduate degree in English and creative writing get to get out our pens and be like, let me tell you.
Go ahead and start doodling, Andrew.
Is related. Start doodling. The fibers comprising this golf bag are reminiscent of ancient Egypt and the harvesting of cotton on the Delta. The pattern evokes history of American native culture. Yeah, exactly.
Definitely related.
That's why this golf bag is substantially related to the Museum of American History. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So does the activity bear a substantial causal relationship to the achievement of your exempt purposes? So that means you're not just slapping your name and logo on your T-shirt and selling it, and now it's substantially related. We have to figure out how whatever the thing you're selling is, whatever the service or product that you're selling is, does it contribute importantly to the achievement of the exempt purpose? I don't know. I'm trying to think of, without naming a client, I'm just going to try to, I don't know. My organization is like cancer prevention, lung cancer, let's say. Just the name, cancer prevention, on my sweatshirt's not going to maybe do it, but maybe a big cigarette with an X on it and some kind of educational message on the back. Smoking kills people. I don't know. I'm making this up. But there's a difference between slapping a logo on the T-shirt and turning a T-shirt into a walking billboard for your mission and providing the phone number on the back to call, right? I see this a lot in the youth space. They do the best things with merch.
The next time you're in Washington, D.C., go to the National Air and Space Museum and walk through and decide which of the things they're selling are substantially related to their purpose. I don't know, the little BB-8 miniature figure from Star Wars, maybe that's related to encouraging space exploration, but maybe not. But I think you'll do gift shops at museums or classic place. Is it substantially related? Is it not?
Right.
You can have 90 things in the catalog and 10 of them are unrelated business income. That's great. Just pay the tax on it. So.
That's right. That's right.
Since my children love museum gift shops, I think that's the game we're going to start playing. Yeah. Is it substantially related?
Exactly.
Can you see?
Not every dad does that. You're special.
Tax lawyer dad.
So expenses, like in the corporate context, in the taxable context, ordinary and necessary business expenses are deducted from the gross revenue to get net. You have the same in the charitable context. The charity can deduct directly connected expenses that have approximate and primary relationship to carrying on that business activity. Another point I wanted to share too is a lot of charities, especially during the pandemic, they have excess space. It's not being used, so they rent it out. These are your, or in the summertime, the school lets local camps use its fields or whatever it may be. There's a case, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, Second Circuit case from 1984, that everybody cites. I don't think there's one since that's overridden it. Facilities that are used for both exempt purposes and unrelated activities, you can do an allocation, right? So look at that case. I want to talk about it all day long, but I know they're going to kill me, so I'm going to go past it. But just know that that's the operative case, and a reasonable allocation is allowed. So Andrew's alluded to the museum gift shop rulings. Here I've just provided some citations for you all in case you want to go look at it. But the bottom line is every item in the gift shop or every, I should say, category of item in the gift shop has to independently align with the exempt purposes in order for the revenue from the sales of that item to be substantially related, right? So a pack of gum is not. You buy a pack of gum, if the convenience store section of the gift shop technically should be unrelated income, the museum should be paying tax on that. But the MoMA umbrella that I love, that actually has the design, you know, that is a replica, a print of a piece of art that I saw in the museum, they're probably taking the position that that's substantially related, because now it's like buying those boxes of postcards that you buy when you go in the museum gift shop. They're actually exporting the mission by selling those products, and you're walking the earth with, you know, advertising the art. That's the theory. There are some other sites on here that I wanted you to know, just in case you find yourself looking at this contributes importantly point for future reference. What I'm calling the Smithsonian private letter ruling, it doesn't say Smithsonian in the private letter ruling, but we assume 2014 ruling goes through something like 17 different categories, and it's where Andrew's allusion comes from to the golf bag, because sure enough, you know, everything in there connects back to something in the collection, and if you're selling it and there's a print of it, you're probably going to be able to take the position it's related.